Chapter 57. A line of icy cold shot across Thomas's skin as he entered the Griever hole, starting from his toes and continuing up his whole body, as if he'd jumped through a flat plain of freezing water. The world went even darker around him as his feet thumped to a landing on a slippery surface, then shot out from under him. He fell backward into Teresa's arms. She and Chuck helped him stand. It was a miracle Thomas hadn't stabbed someone's eye out with his spear. The Griever hole would have been pitch black if not for the beam of Teresa's flashlight cutting through the darkness. As Thomas got his bearings, he realized they were standing in a 10-foot-high stone cylinder. It was damp and covered in shiny, grimy oil, and it stretched out in front of them for dozens of yards before it faded into darkness. Thomas peered up at the hole through which they'd come. It looked like a square window into a deep, starless space.
"The computer's over there," Teresa said, grabbing his attention.
Several feet down the tunnel, she had aimed her light at a small square of grimy glass that shone a dull green color. Beneath it, a keyboard was set into the wall, angling out enough for someone to type on it with ease if standing. There it was, ready for the code. Thomas couldn't help thinking it seemed too easy, too good to be true.
"Put the words in," Chuck yelled,
slapping Thomas on the shoulder.
"Hurry!"
Thomas motioned for Teresa to do it.
"Chuck and I'll keep watch. Make sure a Griever doesn't come through the hole."
He just hoped the gladers had turned their attention from making the aisle in the maze to keeping the creatures away from the cliff.
"Okay,"
Teresa said. Thomas knew she was too smart to waste time arguing about it. She stepped up to the keyboard and screen, then started typing.
"Wait,"
Thomas called to her mind.
"Are you sure you know the words?"
She turned to him and scowled.
"I'm not an idiot, Tom. Yes, I'm perfectly capable of remembering."
A loud bang from above and behind them cut her off, made Thomas jump. He spun around to see a Griever plop through the Griever hole, appearing as if by magic from the dark square of black. The thing had retracted its spikes and arms to enter. When it landed with a squishy thump, a dozen sharp and nasty objects popped back out, looking deadlier than ever. Thomas pushed Chuck behind him and faced the creature, holding out his spear as if that would ward it off.
"Just keep typing, Teresa," he yelled.
A skinny metallic rod burst out of the Griever's moist skin, unfolding into a long appendage with three spinning blades, which moved directly toward Thomas's face. He gripped at the end of his spear with both hands, squeezing tightly as he lowered the knife-laced point to the ground in front of him. The bladed arm moved within 2 feet, ready to slice his skin to bits. When it was just a foot away, Thomas tensed his muscles and swung the spear up, around, and toward the ceiling as hard as he could. It smacked the metal arm and pivoted the thing skyward, revolving in an arc until it slammed back into the body of the Griever. The monster let out an angry shriek and pulled back several feet, its spikes retracting into its body. Thomas heaved breaths in and out.
"Maybe I can hold it off," he said quickly to Teresa. "Just hurry."
"I'm almost done," she replied.
The Griever's spikes appeared again. It surged ahead, and another arm popped out of its skin and shot forward, this one with huge claws snapping to grab the spear. Thomas swung, this time from above his head, throwing every bit of strength into the attack. The spear crashed into the base of the claws. With a loud clunk and then a squishing sound, the entire arm ripped free of its socket, falling to the floor. Then, from some kind of mouth that Thomas couldn't see, the Griever let out a long, piercing shriek and pulled back again. The spikes disappeared.
"These things are beatable," Thomas shouted.
"It won't let me enter the last word," Teresa said in his mind.